听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, I'm glad you joined us today here at Studio Classroom Worldwide to study English. My name is Steve. When you think of a bee, what comes to mind? Well, first, I think about the painful experience of getting stung. And in a distant second place, I think of sweet, delicious honey. Well, in these next 2 days, our Studio Classroom Science feature will help us discover that bees do a lot more than make our lives sweeter and sometimes sting people. Well, let's check in on the word bank and preview two key words. The first word is exaggerate. Kimmy often exaggerates her stories so that people think she is more interesting. Next is the word phenomenon, as in John experienced a natural phenomenon in his village when it snowed for the first time in 50 years. Now, join us as we learn about this fascinating insect, the bee. This article starts on page 34 in your magazines.
The life of bees. Bees do more than make your life sweeter. If the bee disappears, people will soon follow. Though this statement might be somewhat exaggerated, the world has recently been reminded of how important bees really are. A strange phenomenon called colony collapse disorder, CCD, is making bees disappear in various places around the globe. In some cases, entire colonies have disappeared. The western honeybee, one of the most well-known bee species, has been particularly affected, and, according to some studies, CCD has the potential to cause billions of dollars in losses.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we have a very interesting lesson for you today. We're talking about the life of bees. And did you know that bees do more than make your life sweeter? We have some interesting things for you to learn today.
Our article starts off with a very common idea. It's a very common thing that people think, but it's not totally true. Our article says, if the bee disappears, people will soon follow. So the article, this first line of our article, makes it sound like if the bee dies, so will people.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary, isn't it? Because I think a lot of bees have died. But what exactly does this mean? It's more of an exaggeration, isn't it?
It sounds pretty exaggerated, and that's actually what our article says. Article says, though this statement might be somewhat exaggerated, the world has recently been reminded of how important bees really are.
Now, if you exaggerate on something, if you maybe exaggerate how old you are or how big the fish was that you caught, then you make it appear greater than it really is. So sometimes people exaggerate what they say, and this statement might be somewhat exaggerated, but we are going to learn that bees are important. And there is a strange thing going on, isn't there?
All right, and our article calls this strange thing a phenomenon. Now, a phenomenon is some kind of event or a strange thing that happens often in nature. Now, a phenomenon is strange or unusual and sometimes amazing. One phenomenon that I have really enjoyed watching, sometimes when I have gone up to Canada, which is a country in the north, we see the northern lights come out at night.
True. That is an interesting phenomenon. And not all phenomenons can be explained either. Things happen sometimes in nature and people don't know why. And so we're going to talk about one of these phenomenons today called colony collapse disorder. Wow, this sounds tragic, because if you know anything about something that collapses, it means it falls apart. And a colony is a group of bees, right? So this is it sounds quite terrible for the bees.
Sure, it sounds like the bee community is falling to the ground, is collapsing, and is perhaps being destroyed. And it's making bees disappear in various places around the globe.
Wow, I've never even heard of this phenomenon before, but it's quite serious. We see in our text that in some cases, entire colonies of bees have disappeared. So not just one or two bees, many, 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 probably thousands or millions of bees have disappeared.
Our article says that the western honeybee, one of the most well-known bee species, has been particularly affected. So we're talking about a very commonly well-known bee, it sounds like, has been disappearing.
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of bees to begin with, but it is kind of sad to know that these colonies are just disappearing for no apparent reason. We're going to learn a little bit more about why this may be happening. But let's learn another fact here. According to some studies, and many studies have been done on this, CCD, again, that's colony collapse disorder, has the potential to cause billions of dollars in losses. Wow, all because the bees are disappearing.
Wow, that is a lot of money that is dependent on the life of the bees.
Now, I didn't realize how important bees were. We're going to talk a little bit more about this after our break, but bees are quite essential to humans. And that's why the first line of our text reads, "If the bee disappears, people will soon follow," because they are extremely important.
We're going to talk about why these bees are so important after the break, but first we're going to visit the chat room and see what's happening there. Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Today we're learning all about bees. These tiny insects are pretty important to our world, right, Ken?
Right, Beth. But I have a question about the first sentence. It says, "If the bee disappears, people will soon follow." I'm confused. Why does it say the bee? Is it referring to one particular bee?
Great question. Here, the bee is referring to all bees. Sometimes we can use the article the to indicate a whole class of something. For example, if I said the shark is a dangerous animal, I'm not just talking about one shark. I'm talking about all sharks in general. So while it appears that the is indicating a singular shark, it's actually referring to a whole category that includes all sharks.
I see. Is this usage for any type of noun or just for animals?
Well, you'll see it used often with animals, but we can use it with some other nouns as well, especially with inventions or instruments. For example, the computer has changed the way students do schoolwork. I'm talking about all computers, not just one specific computer. Or, the violin is difficult to play. Again, I'm talking about all violins.
I see. So, back to the sentence in our article, if we changed it to a bee, as in, if a bee disappears, it would mean one singular bee, right?
That's right. And of course, if one bee disappears, it won't affect humans. But if all bees disappear, if the bee disappears, it would have an effect on us.
So could we change the sentence to read, if bees disappear, people will soon follow?
Yes, exactly. Here, the bee is the same as bees.
So does this usage also work when talking about people? I mean, could we change the second part of our sentence from people to the person? If the bee disappears, the person will soon follow.
No, this usage does not work with person. The person means a specific person. However, you could use man to mean all people, or you can simply say people, meaning all people.
我们今天讨论的是定冠词的代表用法，也就是将定冠词加在单数普通名词之前，表示那个名词所代表的种类。比如说 ,the cat is a very independent animal, 猫是非常独立的动物。The cat 指的是 all cats, 所有的猫。这种用法呢也可以用来表示某一种乐器，比如说 ,I can play the piano,我会弹钢琴这个乐器。The piano 是指任何一台钢琴。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Let's take a quick break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Before the break, the author reported that around the world, bees are in danger.In fact, if bees were to disappear altogether, we humans would be in a lot of trouble. Why is that? Right now, we'll look at the next two keywords, and then we'll let the author explain why bees are so vital to us. Vital is a great adjective to know, and its example sentence reads, Joseph is a vital part of our company. We can't afford to lose him. Next is the verb sustain.We need lots of water to sustain us on our hike across the desert. Okay, the question has been asked, why are bees so important? Let's resume the reading and find out, starting on line 3.
The life of bees. Why are these small, fuzzy insects so vital to the world?Bees do something that no other insect can do. They make honey. Honey contains everything needed to sustain life, including water. But this sweet substance is just one of the many products given to us by bees. Most bee species also produce beeswax, which is found in hundreds of products, such as candles, soaps, and some skin creams.
Welcome back. Now we're talking about bees today, and most of us try to avoid bees, right? We don't want to get stung by a bee, but bees are very important little insects. And before the break, we learned that there's a strange phenomenon going on among bee colonies. And what is the name of that phenomenon?
Well, this phenomenon is called colony collapse disorder. And our article says that this could...potentially cause billions of dollars in losses. Because bees are dying, billions of dollars could be lost.
Wow. I mean, it's bad enough that a lot of bees are dying, but it may affect us humans as well. So the point that we're going to make now is why these little insects are so vital. And that's the question our author asks. Why are these fuzzy insects so vital to the world? Now, Chip...What does it mean if something is fuzzy?
Well, fuzzy means that it has hair on it, usually hair, and it's maybe soft and maybe a little bit scratchy, a little bit. For example, I have some sweaters that are fuzzy. They have a lot of fuzz or hair that's coming out of them that...makes them soft and a little bit uncomfortable.
Right. And if you were to pick up a little bee and rub its little fur or whatever, it would feel a little bit fuzzy. So that's what we mean by that word. Now let's look at the word vital. This is also a vital word to learn. And vital means important. Why are these insects so necessary to sustain life? Why are they so important to the world?
Right. Necessary for life. So another example, for the word vital would be your vital organs. I am able to be alive because my heart is working correctly. My heart is a vital organ enabling me to live.
So that is a very useful word to learn.
Very.
Right. Well, what we're going to see here is that bees do something that no other insect can do. They make one of my favorite foods, and that food is honey. Do you enjoy eating honey, Chip?
I do. I like, actually, this might sound strange to you, but I like peanut butter and honey sandwiches. It's a good combination.
I love those too. I like honey on bread. I like honey with butter. I like honey in my tea. I just think honey is a wonderful, sweet food, and bees are the only insects that make it. So let's learn some more facts right now about bees and honey.
Honey is actually the product of nectar being regurgitated and dehydrated by the bees several times, which gives it its thick consistency. Bees are the only species that produce human food. Honey is the only food that contains every nutrient that a human needs to survive. It even contains water. 1 teaspoon of honey packs enough energy for a single bee to fly around the world.
Okay, so bees are the only insects that can make honey. And honey is not only delicious, but actually honey is loaded with very important things.
Yes, we learn here that honey contains everything needed to sustain life, including water. So does this mean that if the only thing left on Earth was honey, we would still survive because it has water in it, it has a little bit of sugar, and it could fill you up?
Yeah, it has water, sugar, it has protein in it. It has everything that the human body needs to sustain itself.
Now, you just mentioned the word sustain. Let's look at that word for a minute. To sustain means to maintain or continue something. So if we're talking about sustaining life, it means that you can continue to live, that you won't die. So obviously honey is kind of an amazing food, isn't it? But this sweet substance or this sweet food is just one of the many products given to us by bees. They do more than just give us honey.
Right, and it sounds like most bee species also produce beeswax. Now, beeswax is, as you might be able to guess from the spelling of the word, it's wax that we get from bees. So wax is the stuff that's found in several products.
Yes, actually quite a few products. And for some of you women, if you enjoy buying cosmetics and you're walking through the department stores, you will probably see a number of special products that are made using beeswax. It's found in hundreds of products. Chip, what are some of these products?
Well, our article mentions candles. So candles that you would burn with fire to create light, and probably candles that smell good too, and soaps that you would use to clean your body, and also some skin creams, some creams that you would put on your skin to make them feel soft and healthy.
Right, and another product I can think of is chapstick. A lot of women or even men will wear some sort of chapstick on their lips, and that keeps their lips from getting dry, and beeswax is one of the biggest ingredients in many chapsticks. So obviously, bees are important. They give us many things we take for granted, and we don't even realize sometimes how useful they are. Well, let's watch today's skit, and we hope that you've learned something new today.
Do you know a lot about bees?
I believe I do.
Great.
then you can help me answer these questions.
Okay, sure.
The first question is, what kind of bee is good for your health?
What kind of bee is good for your health? Well, that's easy. Vitamin B.
Yes, vitamin B. Here's the next question. What do you call a bee born in May?
A bee born in May.
Do you know?
Maybe.
Well, do you know or not?
Maybe.
Well, then tell me.
I just did. What do you call a bee that's born in May? A maybe.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, here's another one. What did the mother bee say to the naughty little bee?
Behave yourself.
No, you mean behave yourself.
No. It's a bee, so she said, behave yourself. Go back to the beehive.
Okay, now I understand. Thanks. Okay, you really do know a lot about bees. You should get an A in class.
Oh, well, how about a B?
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 exaggerate 这个动词。ex 这个字首向外的意思，所以 exaggerate 是指夸张或者是言过其实。注意这边的两个 g 是发成 j 音，念成 exaggerate。我们来看一个例句 ：The side effect of the treatment has been greatly exaggerated。这种治疗的副作用一直都被夸大形容。或者是 I'm not exaggerating. Tonight's dessert is the best I've ever had. 我没有夸张，今晚的甜点是我吃过最棒的。接下来我们看的是 phenomenon 这个名词，注意它的重音在第二音节 no 的位置，念成 phenomenon。Phenomenon 是指现象或者是特殊的事物，它的复数形式字尾的 on 变成 a phenomena。我们来看一个例句。Racism is not a recent phenomenon. 种族主义不是最近才有的现象。或者是 The lining up of the major planets of the solar system is a rare phenomenon. 太阳系的主要行星连成一线是很罕见的现象。最后我们看的是 vital 这个形容词。Vital 是指重要的，绝对不可缺少的。例如 The sales department plays a vital role in our company.业务部门在我们公司担任非常重要的角色，或者是 It is vital to get clean water and food supplies to this flooded area immediately. 现在最要紧的就是立即把干净的水跟食物补给送到这个淹水的地带。And if you want your English to improve, it's vital that you listen to us every day. Goodbye and take care.
The life of bees. Bees do more than make your life sweeter. If the bee disappears, people will soon follow. Though this statement might be somewhat exaggerated, the world has recently been reminded of how important bees really are. A strange phenomenon called colony collapse disorder, CCD,is making bees disappear in various places around the globe. In some cases, entire colonies have disappeared. The western honeybee, one of the most well-known bee species, has been particularly affected. And, according to some studies, CCD has the potential to cause billions of dollars in losses. Why are these small, fuzzy insects so vital to the world?Bees do something that no other insect can do. They make honey. Honey contains everything needed to sustain life, including water. But this sweet substance is just one of the many products given to us by bees. Most bee species also produce beeswax, which is found in hundreds of products, such as candles, soaps, and some skin creams.
So, no bees, no honey. So what? Well, honey is great, and certainly it makes life more enjoyable, but it's not essential that we have honey to live, right? But wait, we're not done yet. Remember, the deck says bees do more than make our lives sweeter. And as we'll discover tomorrow, it's not the honey the bees produce which is vital. It's what bees do that makes them extremely important. And I don't want to scare you, but if they're not around to do it, we humans could be in big trouble. Friends, a reminder to please take advantage of our Key Points activity. Use it to test your reading and listening comprehension. Right now, it's time for me to say goodbye. So, from all of us here at Studio Classroom, have a great day. See you next time.